Dodd Morris from Mission Network News. Over 2 billion people have never heard the gospel, yet many Christians remain unaware of this need. However, one group is seeking change. The Alliance for the Unreached reminds people of Jesus' heart for all peoples. Larry Andrews from Partners International and the Alliance explains more about Jesus' commission.
He intentionally uses the word "and," which again is reflective of the same command that we see in the book of Matthew when he leaves us the Great Commission. So Jesus' heart is to be witnesses in Jerusalem for sure, and in Judea and Samaria, and to the remotest parts of the world.
With Jesus' passion in mind, the International Day for the Unreached was born. It's celebrated on Pentecost Sunday, May 20th this next year. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And like parched earth immediately soaking up the gift of rain, the people of Mozambique are thirsty for God's Word. And every time Audio Scripture Ministries goes to do an audio Bible distribution in Mozambique, no matter how much they bring, it's never enough. Joshua Harrison with ASM.
One particular lady was still in line when they ran out at this recent distribution, and it was so heart-wrenching for them to see how she left weeping, just so hungry for God's Word. She had walked I don't know how many miles to come and receive God's Word in her own language in a way that she could hear it as an oral learner. And so it saddened our team so much, because what can you do? If you just run out, what can you say?
If you'd like to donate towards ASM's audio Bibles, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. A service of One Way Ministries, this month, Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the book In My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. You can get yours free when you sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.